This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz in for Lisa Mullins. A Boston woman who says her mentally ill son was unarmed when he was killed by a Boston police officer is suing the city. WBUR's Simone Rios reports the lawsuit disputes the version of events given by police.
It was October of 2016, and Hope Coleman couldn't convince her son to come in from the cold. 31-year-old Terrence Coleman suffered from schizophrenia, and when his mom called 911 for help, she told the emergency operator her son only needed medical attention and she didn't want police involved. According to the lawsuit, the dispatcher identified Coleman with a code for an emotionally disturbed person who is violent or poses a danger. Police officers accompanied the EMTs in responding. Police said Terrence Coleman attacked the EMTs with a knife. Officer Garrett Boyle fired two shots, killing Coleman. Hope Coleman says she never wants to call 911 again.
I regret calling for help. It's on my conscience. I should have never called, but my son needed help. I didn't think they were going to kill him.
Officer Boyle was later cleared by the district attorney, saying the officer was justified because he was defending himself and others when he fired two shots into Coleman's abdomen. But Hope Coleman says her son did not have a knife, and she hopes the truth comes out in court.
I need justice. This is going on too long, but not just for my son, for everyone else. I'm just tired of killing young black brothers or any other nationality. It's not right.
According to the civil rights complaint filed in federal court today, because Coleman suffered from schizophrenia, he should have been dealt with accordingly. The suit alleges Coleman's rights under the Americans with Disabilities Act were violated, and the Boston PD provides inadequate training regarding people with mental health disabilities. Boston police officials told WBUR they would not comment on pending litigation. City officials also declined to comment. Hope Coleman is being represented by Sophia Hall of the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights and Economic Justice. Hall says in addition to monetary damages, the suit seeks to bring about reforms in the way police deal with the mentally ill.
This is precisely the situation in which the proper responders should have come, who were trained to handle that situation. But from the moment she made that call, everything that the city did was wrong. And that resulted into the loss of her only son.
The lawsuit was timed to coincide today with the 50th anniversary of the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.